Canto 2, Chapter 5. The Cause of All Causes. Narada said to the Creator, "My obeisances to you, O God of the demigods, for you are the one firstborn from whom all living beings generated. Please explain which knowledge specifically leads to the truth of the soul. What is the form, the basis, and the source of this created world? O Master, how is it conserved? By what is it controlled? And please, what is it factually? All this is known by your good self, since you know all that has become, will become, and is becoming. Master, you hold this universe in the grip of your scientific knowledge like one holds a walnut. What is the source of your wisdom? Who protects you? And who is above you? In what capacity do you, with the help of the potency of the soul, on your own create the lives of all beings with the elements of matter? Like a spider creating its web, you, without any help, manifest from your own soul power all these lives by whom you are never controlled. O Almighty One, in this world I do not know a single entity having a name, a form and qualities that is superior, inferior or equal, of a temporary nature or lasting forever, which owes its existence to any other source than you. We are wary of the fact that you, with your perfect discipline, underwent severe penances. We thus had the chance to doubt whether your good self would be the ultimate truth, and thus thought of an entity higher than you. O all-knowing ruler over all, please explain to me all that I have asked you, so that I will be of an understanding in accordance with your instructions." The Creator replied, "O gentle one, so dear to me, you, so very kind, are perfectly right in expressing your doubts, for by that submission in penance, I was led to consider the heroism and power of the Supreme Lord. My son, you are not mistaken in what you just said in your description of me, because without knowing the Supreme beyond me, it will certainly be so that it seems to be that that greatness all belongs to me. All of the world that I created was created from the effulgence, the Brahmajyoti of his existence, just like it is with the fire, the sun, the moon, the planets, and the stars that radiate from his effulgence. I bring him my obeisances, the Supreme Lord Vasudeva, upon whom I meditate, by dint of whose invincible potencies one calls me the teacher, guru of the world. People, unashamed about keeping a prominent position with the bewildering material energy, in their deluded state, make a wrong use of words in speaking of I and mine. By that use of words, I am poorly understood. The basic ingredients of matter, in their interaction with eternal time and the natural disposition of the living being, are certainly part of Vasudeva, O Brahmin, but the truth is that each of these agents separately has no value. The cause and purpose of the Vedas is Narayana. The demigods are the helping hands of Narayana. The worlds exist for the sake of Narayana, and all sacrifices are there to please Narayana. Concentration of mind is just there to know Narayana. Austerity is only there to achieve Narayana. The culture of transcendence is just there to become aware of Narayana. And progress on the path of salvation is there only to enter the kingdom of Narayana. Inspired by his vision and what was created by him, the seer, the controller, the stability and supersoul of all who also created me, I create as well. Of the goodness, passion and ignorance that were assumed by the external energy, there are the three qualities of transcendence of the Almighty Lord of time: maintenance, creation, and destruction. The eternal transcendental person, under the influence of the basic qualities of material nature, is subjected to conditions of cause and effect. This results in the manifestation of the symptoms of knowledge from goodness, activities from passion, and goods from ignorance. He, the witness of the individual soul who is ruled by the symptoms of the three modes, the Supreme Lord in the Beyond, the controller of everyone as also of myself, cannot be properly recognized in his progress, O Brahmin. The Lord of Control, by the potency of his material energy, thus, from the independent will of his divine self, arrived at many appearances, taking upon himself their karma, being subjected to time, and their particular natures. Because of the superintendence of the original person, the creation of the Mahatattva, the greater reality, took place. From eternal time there was the transformation of the modes, and from the modification of the original nature, the different activities found their existence. Because of the transformation of the greater reality, though, in the beginning passion and goodness dominated. But then, countering in reaction, matter, material knowledge, and material activities found their vital existence. That modification of the material part of the self, the ego, manifested itself, as said, according to the three characteristics of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Thus, Prabhu, there was the division of the powers of a guiding intelligence, knowledge of creation, and material evolution. Of the material elements, first the proto-material invisible ether evolved from the darkness that underwent transformation. With the quality of sound as its subtle form, it is like the seer relative to the seen of all other matter. By transformation of the ether, the air found its existence, which is characterized by the quality of touch. Along with it, sound also appeared as a characteristic that was remembered from the ether. Air thus acquired also a life of diversity with energy and force. Air in its turn, again transformed under the influence of time and generated from its nature the element of fire in response to what preceded. With its form, there was likewise touch and sound as the hereditary burden or the karma of the previous elements. Fire transformed or condensed from oxygen and hydrogen into water. Thus, the element of taste came about, which consequently was accompanied by touch, sound, and form. But because of the variegatedness of that transformation of water, next the smell of the juice followed, that assumed form as the earth element together with the qualities of touch and sound. From the mode of goodness, the cosmic mind and the 10 gods generated who act in goodness, the controller of the directions, the air, the sun, the waters, longevity, fire, of heaven, the transcendence, the friendship, and the guardian of creation. From the transformation of the passion of ego, the tenfold of the senses of action and perception generated, the mouth, the hands, the feet, the genitals, and the anus, plus sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell, as also the intelligence and the life force. As long as all these categories of the elements, the senses, the mind, and the modes of nature remained separate, the body of man and mankind could not be formed, O best one of knowledge. When they, these elements, were assembled by the compelling force of the Supreme Lord and found their application, this personal and universal existence, with both its true and illusory, its spiritual and material realities, came into being. The universe, after countless millennia, having been submerged in the causal waters, was by the personal soul, the Lord, who animates the inanimate, awakened to its own time of living. He himself, as the original person, the Purusha, appeared from within the universal egg to divide himself in thousands of divisions of legs, arms, eyes, mouths, and heads. The great philosophers conceive of all the worlds of the universe as the limbs of a body, the Viradrupa, which has seven systems below the waist and seven systems in the upper portion. The Brahmins represent the mouth of the original person, the ruling class constitutes his arms, the traders form the thighs of the Supreme Lord, and the laborer class manifested from his feet. The earthly lower worlds belong to his legs, someone says. The ethereal worlds belong to his belly. The heavenly worlds from the heart are situated in his chest, while the highest worlds of the saints and sages are of the great soul. Above the chest, up to the neck, one finds the world of the godly souls, and higher up in the neck, one finds the world of renunciation. The world of truth is found in the head. These worlds are all temporal, but the spiritual world is eternal. With on his waist the first of the lower worlds, further down the second on the hips, the third down to the knees, the fourth on the shanks, the fifth on his ankles, the sixth on his feet, and the seventh on the soles of his feet, the body of the Lord, the Virat Rupa or universal form, is filled with all the 14 types of worlds. One imagines the worlds alternatively, simply divided in three, with the earthly lower worlds situated on the legs, the ethereal middle worlds in the region of the navel, and the heavenly higher worlds found from the chest upwards.